Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday. Oh, my God. Feels so good. Let it wash over you. Oh, F day. Have your way with me. Alice in Wonderland is on Thursday, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. It stars Kesha and Avril Lavigne. The tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
For my happy ending.
Oh, Avril, I can't wait to see you. Kesha should be a great show.
Yeah.
Oh, tickets are going fast. Make sure you get yours. You don't want to get shit out of this one. Like Vinny said earlier, it's like you don't want to be hearing us getting all ready and partying before the show.
It's going to be a fun night in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always
know that
is.
Often the city is not as desirable as it once was, but this location's really cool.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Really nice.
Easy parking, lots of food around that area.
I can't guarantee you won't get smashed and grabbed, but I do think that the parking that's available is nice and safe. And
I didn't have to step over anything the last time I was there.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's always a positive. Sure. At 8:30, Jordan Klepper is going to be joining us. He's a comedian you may be familiar with from The Daily Show. He had his own show for a while called The Opposition. He's also done specials on things like gun control and
weed.
Yeah, he's a very woke dude. So he's playing at Cobb's this weekend, and so I'm psyched to meet him. I've known of him for...
You're a fan.
I am a fan. I think he's great. Very snarky and sarcastic. I really enjoy
him. In a smart way, though.
Yes, oh yeah. He's great.
I hope he works out.
I hope so, too. Yeah, you never know. Sometimes people look, it's early, you know? They're like, damn it, what am I doing up at this hour? Oh, yeah, I'm promoting my show. All right, great. Cobb's it is. So he'll be joining us a little later today, about 8:30. Right now, we're going to hop into the trash. Oh, my God, you guys, Kanye West is angry.
What?
I know.
What?
Well.
I've never known him to not
We're
be.
Not taking him seriously. So Kanye was at something called the Fast Company Innovation Festival yesterday. And he was discussing bringing jobs to the U.S. via his sneaker line. And then he segued into, when I run for president in 2024, and the audience laughed. And he just stopped and stared at the audience for an uncomfortable moment and said, what are you laughing at? And then continued to stare. So it was crunchy. And then I guess no one volunteered because we don't think you're going to run for president, or we think that's, you know, everyone just went, oh, sorry, Mr. West, sir. He also said that he may legally change his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West. Whoa. Is he a billionaire? I guess maybe he will be soon.
No, not yet.
Maybe combined.
He wants to be, sure, if you put in their money too. Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West. And he's come to the conclusion that Rome was our original Silicon Valley. All the good ideas came out of there, I guess. He added that there are only four elements, earth, wind, fire, and water, and therefore playing with your iPhone is like playing with dirt. Which, look, you know, I'm all for people playing with their iPhones less. You know, I can't argue with them there. And he's also revealed that he is working on biodegradable sneakers made of algae. Which, I bet every pair of sneakers that's ever been made is still in existence in some landfill or other. So why wouldn't we
probably,
make
yeah.
them with algae?
Algae's being used in a lot of weird ways that is interesting.
Everything from actual food to packaging for water to...
The surf industry's picked it up,
oh,
too,
yeah? Like
for
what?
Different traction pads that mm-hmm. you see on a board that gets stuck down
yeah.
onto the board for... They're using algae now.
Huh?
Instead of the plastics and the rubbers. The surf industry, for all the people who love nature and spend their time in it, the actual board-making materials are incredibly toxic.
Right.
So that industry has been trying very hard to clean itself up. And algae is part of it.
And it's abundant, you know, and they can grow it. You don't have to get it from the ocean either. I mean, you could, there could be algae farms.
Sure.
Hell, my pond's an algae farm, for God's sake. Every time the sun shines, it blooms in there. Anyway, Kanye running for president in 2024. I guess that's maybe the takeaway. Also,
I just don't know what to think about him. I just don't want to listen to what he says, but I also feel bad for him. But I go, is he a genius? I don't know what to think about
this man. I do like this
man.
Latest album. I've thought to myself, well, that's certainly better than that last thing I heard from him. You know. Kanye is...
I don't know if I should be worried.
I think he's fine where that's concerned. I wouldn't worry about him.
I don't know.
He's probably doing better than all of us put
together. Yeah, he's definitely... I don't know. He just lives in such a weird Kanye world that you worry that he's quite detached from reality.
Exactly.
Well, Christian genius billionaire Kanye West, as he may change his name to, is, you know, look, I'm glad he's making sneakers out of algae. I think that's great.
Tons of money allows you to indulge yourself.
It does.
Especially artists. So he's someone who is getting to do whatever he wants and no one gets to question him because what are you going to do?
Right. Well,
you're going to question him about his declaration that he's the greatest artist? Why bother?
Right.
You're going to get into that argument with that guy.
It's like, well, Kanye, it's subjective. Is it?
Yeah. Do you want to be
listen
in the
up, everybody?
Or not?
Right. Yeah.
I offer
you can
Slayer
leave. Go ahead.
As the greatest American artist.
Oh,
I
my
mean,
goodness,
okay.
Really? The, Slayer.
What's the, well, my point is
no, I'm
people
with you.
Can
it's
say what they want.
Sure. Of course.
That's a ridiculous conversation. I'm not going to be in it with you, Kanye. Forget it.
In theaters today, because we did not hear from Hooman this week. He's caring for the child that he is in his care. Dr. Sleep is out today.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
This is the sequel to The Shining.
Oh.
So years and years and years ago, Stephen King wrote a book called The Shining, and it was made into probably the best adaptation of a Stephen King novel of all time. I mean, you know, Jack Nicholson cutting through that door it's an iconic scene.
I just rewatched. Finish it, but I started rewatching it, and just the intro scene alone would never happen again.
Why?
When he's driving to this faraway location that they're going to spend the winter in,
Overlook Hotel in
yeah,
Colorado.
He's like the winter caretaker.
Right. The scene is, and that's a Kubrick movie, right?
Correct.
So, yeah.
Stanley. Uh-huh.
Right. So that scene is the car driving in these beautiful landscape hills of, I think, Colorado, you know, like picturesque, and yet it's the opening with all the credits, and it's for 5 minutes you're just watching this car drive in different scenes on different roads from different views.
Oh.
Yeah. How did they get it's old time movie making.
Yeah.
Like
we're setting the scene.
Where were we going
to
go?
It's a long journey to get to this
we weren't
going
to change the channel.
No, we weren't.
Because they don't, you know.
Right.
There was no other channel.
What other offer? What was that? Yeah. What
they
else
didn't have to
offer?
Worry about holding our attention the way they do now. So Dr. Sleep is a book that he wrote, I don't know, 30 years later. I don't know. It's got to be a 5 or 6 year old book by this point. And it's about the little boy from The Shining as a grown up man and all the problems that he has. I mean, he still sees dead people. So that's not good.
Danny is the name of the boy.
And he is, I believe, played by Ewan McGregor?
He is.
I'm sure that says
and I think he's
here.
A good actor. But when you are comparing the two films, Jack was such, especially at that age, he had a certain intensity about him.
Yes.
And also a weirdness of look that, like, he wasn't handsome in a traditional sense.
But he was attractive.
So I don't know if Ewan McGregor is going to pull. I don't want to take it away from him. He's a good actor. Wasn't he in Trainspotting?
He was.
I mean, he's...
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's done really good work. He's not only in Star Wars.
That's for sure.
Which people
Nobody's
didn't enjoy.
Nobody's a good actor in Star Wars.
Right.
So it's a sequel to Stephen King's The Shining. It stars Ewan McGregor as the grown-up version of Jack Nicholson's psychic son, Danny Torrance. He was the kid who had The Shining. 40 years after... Well, it's not exactly that
That's
kid,
not
but
the,
yes.
Right, but
40 years after escaping the Overlook Hotel, Danny is still struggling with trauma from that period of his life. In fact, in the book, he'll open up his door to his bathroom, and there'll be some lady from the Overlook Hotel you know, dead in the tub and
right.
like, oh, hi, Danny. You know? After he stops using alcohol to suppress his abilities, he gets the nickname Dr. Sleep while using his powers to help dying patients pass peacefully.
Oh.
So then he meets a young girl with powers as strong as his, and he has to protect her from there's a whole cult, too. And they were introduced in another Stephen King. Like, he always adds, there's a commonality of threads through some of his books, because this is not the only place I think we've met this cult. So it's tonight, or today, I guess. You could probably go see this. But Dr. Sleep is out today.
It's in theaters, correct?
In theaters, yes.
Thank you.
Theaters. There's another movie out, and it's rated R, everybody.
Oh, dear.
This one's PG-13. This one's called Midway. It's based on the Battle of Midway that took place in June 1942, 6 months after Pearl Harbor, and 2 months after we retaliated with an air raid on Tokyo. So, let's see. Mandy Moore's in it. Woody Harrelson's in it.
Oh.
Aaron Eckhart's in it.
Haven't heard anything about this.
Yeah. Me either. And they point out that Veterans Day is this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's out if you're a history buff. Last Christmas, that's the movie that is, we've talked about it a few times because it's George Michael and Wham's music. It's an awkward romantic comedy written by Emma Thompson and directed by the guy who did Bridesmaids, Paul Feig, and the music of George Michael. Emilia Clarke, Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. is struggling to make sense of her life until she meets and falls for Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians. Emma plays her mom. I guess she works as an elf in a Christmas store. It sounds cute.
Little rom-com,
exactly.
Light movie.
There's also something called Playing with Fire. This is John Cena, the wrestler, who rescues three kids from a wildfire and gets stuck babysitting them at his firehouse until he can find their missing parents. And the rest of the firefighting team is Keegan-Michael Key, John Leguizamo, and fellow wrestler Tyler Mayne.
That's why he was on the
Halftime Show.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't watch it, but I saw him in
promoting something,
fancy suit and was
on
like...
What show?
On Fox on Thursday Night Football last night.
Oh.
And also in theaters today, finally, is Honey Boy. This is Shia LaBeouf's biopic. This is he wrote the screenplay. This is about his own childhood, struggles with his mental health. It stars Shia as his ex-con dad. And Noah Jupe from The Quiet Place and Lucas Hedges from Boy Erased as fictional versions of Shia. And his name in it is Otis. Wow. Also, FKA Twigs makes her acting debut in it.
Who is that?
She is a British singer. In fact,
Robert Pattinson.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I think that's who he hooked up with right after he broke up with...
Kristen Stewart, yeah.
Thank you. So...
Never heard of her.
She's a British singer, and it's funny because today she also has a record coming out. So we'll hear from that in the 8 o'clock music break. So Honey Boy is in theaters today. Disney is pushing 13 of the stars of Avengers for Oscar consideration. They're going all in on this Oscar hype for Avengers Endgame. They're asking the Academy to consider 13 cast members. Robert Downey Jr. is obviously one of them, but even he doesn't get considered a lead actor. They're pushing everyone in the supporting categories. They're also backing Chris Evans, Captain America, Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth is so good in that movie. So funny. Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye. He's having some troubles in his personal life lately. Josh Brolin, who's Thanos. Paul Rudd, who's Ant-Man. Don Cheadle, War Machine. ScarJo. Gwyneth Paltrow, who's in it for exactly 8 seconds. Zoe Saldana, who plays Gamora. Karen Gillan, who plays Nebula. I don't remember who that is.
And that's the sister of... The bald...
Right, she's like a cyborg.
Robot-looking,
right.
Yeah.
And Brie Larson. Let's see here. They're not backing Tom Holland as Spider-Man. He also has a very small part. Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange and Anthony Mackie, who is the Falcon. They're also backing the film for Best Picture and Joe and Anthony Russo for Best Director.
All right.
So they're hoping to have a big awards season. Yesterday you mentioned Jimmy Dean sausage.
I did. They have sausage-scented wrapping paper, among other products.
There's that James Dean. And then there's James Dean with two E's, who was in a porno movie with Farrah Abraham, right?
Oh,
isn't that the
backdoor? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Backdoor Neighbors or
Mom, Teen Mom,
backdoor
or
teen
whatever.
Mom.
Backdoor Teen Mom.
Yeah.
These are neither of those James Deans. This is the James Dean, the one who died years ago. He is about to star in a new film. These guys cast him in a movie, and they claim that they did not expect anyone to be shocked by this. They said they went through all the auditions. They just couldn't. They were looking for a James Dean type. And then in the end, they were like, we're going to go with James Dean. They say they auditioned plenty of living actors.
Okay, but since he's dead, how do they plan to do this?
Well, he'll appear via full body CGI, archival footage. And the movie got permission from his family to use the image because they were like, sure, we'll take a cash infusion. Mm. Another actor is going to do the voice. And they start pre-production later this month. They're aiming for a worldwide release. I don't see Finding Jack, it's called. The producer says, we searched high and low for the perfect character to portray the role. After months of research, we decided on James Dean, the actual James Dean. They're hoping to get it out by Veterans Day next year. This is causing outrage in Hollywood. All the living actors are like, hold on a second. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Have you seen anything that James Dean did?
Yes, I've seen a couple things. There's...
Was he, in your opinion, a good actor?
You know...
Because I do...
He doesn't strike me as, like... I think that because he died so young and he had kind of that iconic look, like, you know, you can picture
I know who
James Dean.
Right.
Yeah. I think that he just was there at the right time in the right place and then passed away before he could do. I mean, he only made something like three movies.
Right. Yeah. So what I was going to say is I could see why actors might be upset. If he was a great actor, I could see why the movie would say, none of you, all of you have square jaws and can comb your hair do in a pompadour.
Right.
But none of you are good enough actors. I can see why they'd be upset. If he's that great, then I understand why they have to use him.
I don't know if he's that great, Vinny, to tell you the truth. I mean, I definitely have seen... I think I've seen all of the movies. I think he's only been
Rebel Without a Cause,
right.
I think Eden, and Giant. I think I've only seen
I don't think I've
Giant.
Seen Giant.
Giant's good.
Oh.
And how, I mean, but was he a great actor? I can't say that. He was fine.
Yeah. Well, he was brooding.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I look at... I'll tell you who I think kind of has that... Kind of... Ryan Gosling is a guy who's super handsome and can pull off a certain intensity and a certain coolness.
Right, some swagger.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought Luke Perry was going to be the next James Dean, like when I was a kid and
Me
watching
too.
90210.
That's so funny that you bring him up.
That's how they were marketing him, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Right. Yeah.
You know, they put him in a pompadour and the jeans
and the leather jacket. Uh-huh. Right.
So
I don't know what will happen with this, but they're putting him
it's
in.
It's their film.
Yeah. They're
Do what you
him
want.
In CGI, and his estate said, yeah, sure. Take the money.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Sounds
but good. I do think cool has to be effortless, and there's plenty of people who try too hard. And you go,
yes. Life is so much easier.
Stop
than
it.
Not even close, pal.
You're not pulling it. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Chicken sandwiches, a big lottery win, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland 2019. It's Thursday, December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. It stars Kesha. That was Kesha raising hell. And Avril Lavigne. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. They're going quickly. I'm actually surprised they didn't sell out yesterday. I'm so into this show.
Right?
Yeah. So if you're looking to go, get on the stick. Go to livenation.com and get a set of tickets so you can join the party.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24-Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. 24-Hour Fitness.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I want to mention this again because next news break is a comedian, Jordan Klepper. So this is the last chance I'll have to remind you that 1 year ago today, a wildfire destroyed roughly 19,000 buildings and killed 85 people in and around the town of Paradise. Local officials are asking everyone to pause at 11:08 a.m. this morning for 85 seconds to remember those who died. Mm. So...
God, that's heavy.
Mm. I know.
It is.
Gives me chills.
Mm.
Tomorrow is National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day, so our friends at Organic Coup are ready for you.
The fried chicken sandwich has just become quite the thing.
Right.
Oh.
And you probably won't get killed there, right? Some other places have had some... stuff go on.
Wait, oh, because the fight's over.
Yeah, over chicken sandwiches. Oh.
I was like, what the hell is she talking about? I'm like, I'm
talking about
sure.
Buffalo Wild Wings? That's in a chicken sandwich? There's something went down there. I don't know if that was a cleaning solution or...
Oh, that was that, yes.
Horrible.
One person
sure
died
yeah, yeah.
and 10 others are
because
went
of a
to the
cleaning
hospital.
Solution.
They, you know, you mix stuff together. And...
Yeah, what is it? Windex and bleach. Don't like ammonia and bleach. Don't mix those together.
Is that what it is?
It creates a noxious gas. It will kill you. Mm.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, Vinny. Some I don't know if it was Popeyes or what's the other one? A Chick-fil-A. Was it Popeyes that the person? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was killed
because
over a chicken sandwich.
There aren't that many chicken sandwiches, and this guy got to have one.
He needed it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when I was doing my tease, I blurted out the this was a lottery win. It was not a lottery win, but nonetheless, this story is super cool. It's actually a horse betting win.
Oh, so a gambling win.
A gambling
All
win.
Right.
There's a guy named Kenny Morgan in Australia. He was on a date Tuesday watching and betting on the Melbourne Cup horse races at a casino.
All right. So he's not at the actual track.
Nope.
He's at a casino and betting as they're hanging out, him and this date of his.
His date wasn't into him. And she told him, quote, "This is not going anywhere."
Oh.
And then he won $553,000.
Was she suddenly like, oh my God, you're amazing?
On a $7 bet.
Oh my
God.
That's
a big hit. Mm-hmm.
What was it, like the trifecta or something?
I don't know.
It was perfect?
That's a big hit.
That is incredible.
She was just about to catch a bus home when one of his long shots hit. He won $500,000 on a $7 bet. And the woman changed her mind and decided to stick around.
And he didn't kick her to the curb?
He was bought her drinks the rest of the night. They partied. And at the end of it all, he said, "We've gone our separate ways and she's been deleted now."
Oh.
Here's your bus ticket.
Yeah. It's on me.
He's planning to use his money to buy a new home.
Oh. Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm. What a funny thing.
And he filled her full of drinks.
Bet.
So he was nice enough. He wasn't bitter.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter. I got plenty of dough. Here's some drinks.
Yeah, let's party. Too bad she spoke too soon.
Mm. Well, I don't think you want to hang with someone just for... I mean, that's not enough money to be around someone you're not into.
For a little while, you know.
For a minute.
Let's go shopping. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey.
A lot of parents are saying they feel like they're missing out on the fun of raising their kids because of all the other life obligations that they have.
Well, that's life.
That's what I mean, in a perfect world, sure, you could hang around and OD on your children, but that's not...
OD.
That's not...
If you were doing that, you'd be like, geez, I wish I had some more life obligations.
Yeah, I mean, that...
Sorry,
me,
I gotta go.
For sure. I don't have the patience to be around it all day.
It's a very trying thing. I mean, kids are... The more you give them, the more they'll take. Like, you gotta leave them wanting more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that you show them you have something to do. That's what it takes to be an adult.
Almost 80% of parents wish they had more time to spend with their kids, and 40 admit they've already missed out on at least one major milestone in their child's life.
Aww.
Look, I get it. You see parents now who've just completely, especially parents who didn't have hobbies before they had kids. So their kid is their family and their pleasure and it's everything. Mm. You
I always
see
feel
that.
Like, what are they going to do when that kid leaves home?
Well, that's not your problem. They'll probably get divorced and move on.
Right,
I mean, that's
exactly.
Have a new hobby, finding a new mate.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
Tinder.
I do think sometimes, though,
online dating.
On the other hand, there are people who are like, I don't feel like I'm doing enough. If you're a parent and that's your full-time gig, you're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more than I would be able to have the energy for.
Right.
Especially if you're a parent to more than a couple kids.
Right.
Oh, my God.
They're tough. One kid is a lot.
Aye, aye, aye.
Throwing five. By the time you get to five, though, they're starting to entertain each other.
Are they, though?
They are. I'm telling you. Okay. I know this family. They have five kids, and those kids, they play so well together, and they're actually a unit, and a pretty exclusive unit, and they're...
Are they close in age?
Yeah. I would say probably they had their fifth kid when the oldest one was maybe six or seven.
Mm.
Like, they're pretty close in age.
Hmm.
There's not a huge disparity.
So mom was a machine for a while there.
Mom was a machine, and they're both, like, accomplished people. They're both vets. They're, you know.
But she loves kids because she wanted that to happen.
I guess so.
She must. She must. Or she could have stopped that.
Yeah. She could have.
No more.
Yeah. And wanted to have all kinds of kids. Yeah. And each one of them, more polite than the others. Mm. Like, they're really great kids.
Well, I do. I mean, my parents were, I believe, very good parents. They had their issues. I've expressed those on the air. But the idea that you need to be at every milestone, I don't know that that's true either. Right. I feel like,
well,
you know,
you don't want to miss the big
you
ones.
You don't, but, you know, you can't film every second of that child's life.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure of it.
Seems like these days that's the goal.
I don't know. The missus gave me the, our daughter got 10 kindness tickets, and they're going to recognize her at the assembly. And I do remember assemblies being kind of a big deal when I was in elementary school, but I couldn't make it. And I just said, I can't be there.
Right.
And then afterwards she went, it wasn't even close to what I thought it was going to be. And there I was at the whole school, and they barely even had the kids stand up for half a, it wasn't like she got, and I went, yeah, I don't, she's well, and also she's, you know, okay, 10 kindness tickets. How about that's expected of you?
Right. Mm.
Do we have to applaud you for that?
Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody wins.
Being nice, we need to applaud that.
Well, it is, you know, reinforce the things that you want.
Yeah, that's
your
job.
The behavior you want.
You're doing your job, Isla.
Right.
Right. Right. Reinforce it. Oh, that's great.
You want
Here's
friends? You better be nice.
Yeah.
Because when all those kids say, that girl sucks.
What a bitch.
There you'll be all by yourself.
Yep.
Farming, I don't know, your hate or whatever it is you're out there spewing.
Right. Well, luckily she'll have social media as an outlet.
Sure.
She'll get on her YouTube channel.
I hate everyone. They never gave me a trophy for being nice. Why should I?
If you want to get more for your exercise, do it before breakfast because you'll burn twice as much fat, according to a new study.
Really?
They say that the first thing in the morning before you eat breakfast, if you go exercise, you'll burn way more fat.
Well, that's, you know, that's nice advice that, like, I'm going to get up earlier.
No, I mean, we can't do that. I've tried.
Yeah.
I have tried. In Philly, I tried. I was getting up at 3 in the morning and running in Philly around the block where I lived.
Oh, God.
I just couldn't keep it up because the weather was starting to come.
Mm.
You know.
Winter does happen there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the guy that I was sharing a room from kept the weirdest hours and would be awake. And I'd just be like, okay, I can't.
Yeah, I don't
Want to see you. It's 3 in the morning. That's why I'm up now, because I don't want to see you at 5 o'clock at night. So I go to bed early. And then there he'd be, smoking. Oh,
yeah,
good morning.
Seems like such an uncomfortable
place
to live.
Oh, God.
Yuck.
You're awake. Why?
Did you live there for like 6 months?
The 6 months, yeah, I lived there the 5 months because I lived in the old folks' home that the station put me up in for a couple weeks.
Oh, boy.
I got to give it to the guy. I was getting desperate, and when I called and said, I need a room, he was like, you can have mine. And I went, okay, I'll take it because I'm truly about to be thrown out of the old folks' home they put me up in.
You'll be sleeping in the hallway at the radio station.
Well,
the Hall of Smells.
And that was a dirty hallway.
That was what a hit that was.
Mm-hmm.
I look back on it now and think, oh God, what a dump.
Well, they, you know, that was a place where you could still smoke in the building and spit your chewing tobacco on the carpet.
Well, that wasn't allowed.
Well, it was allowed
was
because he was doing it.
He used to pee out the window and spit on spit his stuff.
Right.
Oh my God, it was crazy. There was like, you know, dried pee on the outside of the window. I'm like, are you kidding me? Dude, who does this? He's like, well, we're fired. I'm like, yeah, but we still all have to come here every day.
Oh, they're closing the station.
Yeah, but still.
But you act like a human being.
Right.
No doubt.
Good grief.
We'd walk into the studio in the morning. And it took us a couple days to figure out what the smell was, too, because he just stopped. He'd given up spitting into a cup. Mm. You know, he just started spitting on the ground. I'm like, I just don't understand what the smell is. And a few days later, there's like an ever-growing brown stain on the car. I'm like, what is going on?
So rank.
Oh, so bad. That guy. Like, no respect for anything. Ugh. I can think of his name. I don't want to say
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. JC, John.
Well, the John, I remember. I don't remember the... Don't say it.
Okay, I won't.
A new survey asked pet owners if they've ever thought about getting rid of their pets or giving them away. No. And almost half said yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Really?
They've at least thought about it. Oh, Willa was the love of my life at the time, but she also was this close to getting out of here. That dog was rough in the beginning. There are different kind of labs, and she was sort of a sport lab. And when I got her, the guy was like, oh, you look healthy, even though I was coming out of, in and out of sobriety. I don't know how I looked healthy, but anyway, he was like, you look healthy. I'm sure this is going to be fine for you.
You're a young
You're
man.
You're going to have to, you know, really, she's going to, it's going to be a lot. And I went, ah, come on, how a lot could it be? It was a lot.
Yeah.
She needed like 5 miles of walking a day in the beginning. And even then, I would come in and I'd be like, put my wallet and keys down for 1 second and look back over, and my wallet was torn to shreds.
Mm.
And I'd think, okay, that's not allowed, but I guess I put it too low, didn't I? So is that
my fault?
I mean, honestly, did I just do that to myself? Because now I need a new ID.
Ooh.
And I sat on the couch for an hour, and the dog ate the couch around me, and now I need a new couch.
Well, that's, yeah.
And I brought the dog over to my friend's house while I was trying to play some video games, and the dog tore up the side of their house trying to get in the side window to see me.
Anyway, yes, a lot of people do think about that. Often it's because there's too many messes in the house, either going to the bathroom or tearing stuff up. Allergies can be a reason.
Sure.
Barking can be another problem.
Yep.
You know, people do get pets so that they are family and do enhance their lives and are a place where you give love and get love back. And if it's not giving you that, I can see why you would say to yourself, either I need help
or
I need this young pet needs to find a home where they know how to manage it better.
Right.
It's too sad, much though. Shedding is not a reason to get rid of your pet.
No.
You should have looked into it.
Right. Behavioral problems can be but then that's on you to take them to behavior modification classes.
Well,
you adopt a pet, you've adopted a pet.
It's a thing, for sure.
Yep.
There's a new report in the American Journal of Medicine about a 46-year-old woman from Baltimore who was rushed to the ER earlier this year because of an unexpected side effect of boning her husband.
Oh, what happened?
He apparently had started taking antibiotics because of an infection, and she had a penicillin allergy.
Oh, wow.
The doctors were able to figure out that the unprotected sex they were having transmitted penicillin to her because she went into anaphylactic shock.
Oh, it's amazing she lived, actually.
Right?
That's crazy.
She was treated and released within 24 hours, but for a second there...
That's a pretty serious...
Doing her wifely duties almost killed her.
Mm. Oh.
Sheesh.
So she gets a pass for a while.
No.
Yeah, she does.
What are you talking about? She wouldn't want a pass.
He clears out.
Gotta make
she loves
that's
it.
Does she?
Doesn't she?
Sure, yeah. Right, what you said.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way...
Yes.
Alice in Winterland is on sale now.
Yes, it is.
Go to livenation.com and get your tickets. This show is going to sell out. It's December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. We're all going.
Hell yeah. Kesha and Avril Lavigne are going.
Mm-hmm. Bryn's going.
Yep.
Duh.
Vaughn's going. Mm-hmm. Is Vaughn going?
He's going.
Getting a thumbs right. up.
Thumbs up.
Oh, we're all
gonna
going.
We're going to rock out that night, Vaughn. It's going to be fun.
Vaughn is fun to party with.
He is fun. Surprisingly fun.
Surprisingly.
Well, I just feel like I always liked Vaughn. He's fine. But I partied with him at your wedding. I'm like, I'm in love with that guy.
Yeah. So is my wife.
Yeah, he's great.
She's like, that guy's great. I danced with him. I partied with him. Yeah. I want to party with him again.
Vaughn. Well, the wizard.
Vaughn,
we'll see him at Alice in Winterland.
Vaughn. Yeah. Right. Making an appearance.
Shawshank Redemption is the best Stephen King adaptation, in my opinion.
You know what? I'll give you that. I would say that... Because there's a lot of them that suck. They're doing The Stand again, aren't they?
I don't know. But Shawshank Redemption
is
tops
amazing.
The list of
one
people's...
One of my favorite movies.
Forget about Stephen King.
Second
That's
or third.
High on... Like, you go look
any
at...
Any movie.
Any movie list will have Shawshank in the top five, if not at the top,
it
number one.
A great movie.
Yeah.
They've made a lot of his books into movies, and that's the one. That one, The Shining. They just recently did another Pet Sematary, too, didn't they?
They did.
Was Cujo any good? I don't remember Cujo. Carrie. They've done a couple versions of that. Carrie was pretty good.
I believe he is having a very public manic episode, including the delusions of grandiosity that come with it. Creativity can be a great byproduct, but it's still hard to watch because he's ill.
Yeah, we're talking about Kanye West, who basically wants to change his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
I guess nobody around him can
say anything to him.
You'd think his wife
would
be like...
it down. She's probably like, oh my God. Doesn't she have four kids with him?
Yeah.
I mean, she's probably busy with the kids. Well, I mean...
And all her businesses.
Really? Is that what you think?
No, maybe not. She's like, I don't see him that much. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I feel like that marriage has to last. But could it? Can it?
I don't know.
Will it?
I don't think so. But what do I know? Maybe they're perfect for each other. I hope so. I think people need an anchor in their life. And a lot of times it's your partner. That person knows you the best, knows how to handle you, is there for you. It's your confidant.
Yeah, but if that person...
I want that for both of them. They need that.
All right. Great. Hi, I'm a 7th grade teacher. I teach 105 students. Approximately 15 of my students identify as LGBTQ+. It's awesome to know there are more representation on TV for my kiddos to identify with on TV.
Yeah, GLAAD just released a report about representation on in primetime and came back with 90 of the 897 full-time characters. So it was just a hair over 10% were lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, you know, had some sort of affiliation with that.
Weirdly, that's the number I've heard for the society at large.
Right.
Is 10% is gay.
Right. Or something.
Right. And I don't know where that number comes from.
I don't either.
Why I've heard that or read that. Maybe it's...
It's funny. I haven't heard that stat in a while, but that's
definitely
something.
Seems like it could easily be more.
Absolutely.
But whatever. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, I'm going to start with the new music, and we'll see how far we get. But next hour, we're also hearing from Jordan Klepper. He's performing at Cobb's this weekend, and you might know him from The Daily Show, and we're very excited to meet him at 8:30.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.